is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr stormed Iraq's parliament building Saturday to protest a continuing deadlock in approval of a new cabinet. The incident inside the parliament building followed Sadr's denunciation of the government's failure to reform a political quota system that's blamed for rampant corruption. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating in Baghdad for weeks, responding to their leader's call to put pressure on Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to follow through on months-old reform promises. Hours after the protesters stormed the building, Abadi called on them to return to areas set aside for demonstrations and not to infringe on public property. As night fell, the demonstrators set up tents inside the Green Zone, which houses government ministries, the parliament, and foreign embassies, including the U.S. embassy. About 30 airstrikes by Syrian government warplanes and helicopter gunships hit rebel-held areas of the city of Aleppo Saturday, killing at least five people. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, nearly 250 civilians have died in shelling, rocket fire, and air raids in the past 8 days. The surge of violence comes as the International Committee of the Red Cross warned that the intensification of fighting could bring many people closer to a humanitarian disaster in the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva on Sunday for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities. This is VOA News. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta set fire to his country's ivory stockpile on Saturday, with more than 100 tons of elephant tusk and rhino horn going up in smoke. As VOA's Jill Craig reports, the massive burn was intended to send a message to the world that ivory is worth more on an elephant than it is in the market.
Plumes of smoke filled the air of a muddy Nairobi National Park as Kenya's President Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory as well as 1.35 tons of rhino horn.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner.
Critics have argued that poor countries like Kenya should sell the ivory to improve the lives of their people. The Kenya Wildlife Service has responded that selling these illegal trophies dramatically increases elephant poaching, threatening the animal's very existence. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Rescuers in the Kenyan capital are searching for survivors after flooding caused a six-story residential building to collapse, killing at least 12 people and trapping an unknown number inside. Authorities said Saturday more than 134 people have been rescued and taken to hospitals to treat their injuries. The Kenyan Red Cross said 150 units in the building and adjacent homes were affected. The residential building is located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many areas of the city that made it difficult for rescuers to reach the scene. Authorities in Italy are still searching for more than 80 migrants that are missing after an inflatable boat sank off the coast of Libya. The International Organization for Migration said that as many as 110 people were on board when the boat left Libya. An Italian cargo ship rescued 26 migrants from the boat that was sinking. The rescued migrants were transferred to an Italian Coast Guard vessel and taken to Lampedusa. President Obama used his weekly media address to call for the U.S. Senate to consider Merrick Garland, his nominee for the Supreme Court. Mr. Obama said it was time for the Senate to do its job and consider Judge Garland to replace the late Antonin Scalia.
The Supreme Court must remain above partisan politics. I've done my job. I nominated someone as qualified as Merrick Garland. Now it's time for the Senate to do their job.
Senate Republicans have vowed not to consider any nominee until after November's election. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.